today, is my understanding.
Yeah. Well, Green's coming back on because he tweeted some things that some people were offended by.
Don Mixa is also going to be with us, and I'm excited to talk to Don because Don is always good for, you know, I don't know what to call Don. He's like our old hippie professor or something like that. How you doing, Don?
Hey, Phil.
So what happened? This is a class you're teaching in architecture, right?
Yeah, teaching.
He knows he said teaching.
Hold on.
But not every word has to be critiqued, okay?
All right. Said teaching.
Okay, thanks.
What'd you say?
I said instead of teaching, I said teaking.
Oh, no. No, I'm teaching. I'm not teaking.
I got it already, okay?
All right, well, you guys want to stop scratching the...
You were going to say nuts, weren't you?
No, I was not going to... Thank you very much for weighing in on that, General and Margaret. So, how you doing there, Don?
I'm doing good, Phil. I'm sorry. I feel like maybe I'm getting into some trouble here.
No, not at all. But you have been involved in... You're now lecturing and teaching in architecture as well as engineering?
Well, here's what I'm doing. I have decided to unlock, and it was a series of lectures I'm doing on architecture as an artistic expression. I don't think that too many of us think of architecture as an artistic expression, but in point of fact, it is. And to unlock the artist inside, I went about looking at things in different ways. Look at it from the standpoint of architecture as abstract art. Look at it as a sculpture. And what about the days when certain kinds of chemicals were used as aids to artists to see things that they might not otherwise see, you know?
What are you talking about?
What I'm talking about... Hold on, General.
General, he's getting to it. All right, but this doesn't sound like it's going to a good place.
Well, hold on, General. I know you're going to be judgmental of this. What this is...
Now I know it's not going to a good place.
General Connell, let him say it.
Hold on, General.
All right, I'll spit it out. I took the opportunity last weekend to eat peyote.
Peyote?
What's that?
It's a...
It's an hallucinogenic cactus.
I knew it. You're taking a... Oh, man.
No, peyote is... Now, hold on, General. Peyote is considered a religious sacrament among some of the native peoples. Isn't that right, Dean?
Well, first of all, my name's Don.
I'm sorry, Don.
Yeah, and you probably confused me with that fruit that...
Let's not call people names.
No, I don't want to do that, but... and he's not a fruit, and I don't call anybody a fruit.
All right, now that you've... Did the peyote help you in terms of your relations with human beings?
He's good.
So peyote's like a cactus?
Yeah, it's like LSD or something.
What?
Say, it's like LSD. Well, now I've heard it all.
Wait a minute, Phil.
Yeah, let the Professor Mixa here spit this out.
You almost forgot what he does for a living.
No, Phil knows that I'm a professor of engineering, right, Phil?
I know you're a professor. I didn't know it was of engineering.
Yeah.
All right, not get your feelings hurt.
Yeah, come on, so to spit it out, so you're eating peyote, huh?
Hey, man, back off, will you, bud?
I'll spit it out. I ate peyote. I had occasion to get a hold of some peyote, and I ate it last weekend. And I decided to make notations and to take notes and to observe the experience. And I did that. I was in my apartment in Seattle, and it was a beautiful sunny day, and I spent most of the afternoon just writing notes.
Well, what did you see? Did you hallucinate?
Yeah, what did you see? Did you turn into a monkey or something like that?
No, General, you don't necessarily turn into a monkey. I had a lot of very profound thoughts, though.
Such as?
Well, one of them was, if you saw the film 2001, A Space Odyssey, you'll recall the space baby. Now,
what's the space baby?
That was a gigantic baby that floated in space.
Yes, the universe as a baby. The universe was more or less the embryonic fluid in which floated the gigantic universal space baby.
And baby. And you people are trying to tell me...
Now, that's the general idea, baby.
You people are trying to tell me... Okay.
Well, hold on. What are you saying?
I'm saying you gotta be on drugs to even create something like that.
No, that's not the case, General. It was a film that was written by Arthur C. Clarke, an eminent science fiction writer, and it was directed by Stanley Kubrick. Okay, you know him, right?
Yeah, the guy that did Clarke, sure I know him. He's nuts. He's as far out as is he far out.
Well, that is almost blasphemy.
Well, I don't want to get into an argument here.
Yeah, everybody, I want to hear what the professor... So you saw the space baby.
I didn't see it. I began to conceptualize... and recognize that the space baby was, in point of fact, the universe. That's exactly our universe. We are living in a living being. All of us make up the atoms and the molecules, the components of a giant, of a larger organism that is still developing, if you wish. Now, the Hindus believe that we are living in one of many universes that have existed since the beginning of time. So I began to conceptualize this, and I wrote this down as an engineering note. I thought that if we are all an element within something larger, that a building, that a church, that a house can be a living, breathing organism that we are simply a part of.
All right, now, sir, he's losing me here.
Hold on. No, wait a minute. And so explain that, if you wouldn't mind, Professor.
Okay.
You're saying that a house is going to be a living organism, I guess.
Yeah, I'd like to know a little bit more about that.
All right, well, let him say. Let him explain.
All right. How do I say this? Each one of us gets out of bed in the morning, and we live in a house. But what we're doing is we're giving that house life. The house is not alive. You know the old saying, Margaret, a house is not a home.
Oh, the Dionne Warwick song.
Yeah, I knew that.
Da-da-do-do-do.
I don't know why I brought that up.
Dude, well, what does that mean?
I didn't mean to say. I don't want to hear you sing.
What do you say? What do you mean a house is not a home?
Yeah, it's a Dionne Warwick song.
It was a beautiful song by Bacharach and David. The Dionne Warwick did.
Yeah, leave it to Phil to give me all the background of this thing.
You don't remember that. A house is not a home, even though a home is in there, or something like, I don't know what that is.
But I don't want to do this song.
I understand what you're saying. A house is only a home when it is inhabited and given life.
Exactly. Well, the same thing goes for a building. The same thing goes for any structure. That it is a larger, breathing, living thing when we are all giving it life.
Now, wait just a second. You're saying a building is a living, breathing thing.
Yeah, and I will give you as an example, General. The world-renowned trapeze artist, the man who was high-wired between the World Trade Center field. You remember that chap?
Yeah, the Frenchman.
Right. He said when he first saw...
What's this guy's name?
I forget. You remember, Phil?
I can't remember his name. But can you look it up?
Who's the guy?
He's the guy that high-wired walked between the World Trade Center buildings.
Okay.
Right. And so while Bud's looking that up...
Philippe Petit.
What?
Philippe Petit.
Oh, Philippe. Oh, my God. Yes. Philippe, the name is pronounced Philippe Petouan.
What? What are you saying?
What am I saying? Do you want me to say it again? His name is Philippe Petouan or Philippe Petit.
What the hell?
All right, Margaret, can we get away with Petit?
Yes, yeah, sure, Daddy.
Well, Dad, man.
Look at Margaret, all we want to know is the guy's name.
Anyway, what Mr. Petit said, thank you for the name, but what he said was he saw the World Trade Center buildings as living things. He said they were lonely. And they were young. They had just been born, and they stood there by themselves, alone against the sky.
You know, that's some pretty far out thinking, though. You know.
Well, maybe Phil, if you're you, but if you're a guy that high wire walks between buildings, a man who sees them as this living organism.
Yeah, and then a few years later,
shit.
A few years later, what?
They flew a plane into the thing.
Not for many years, General. In fact, Philippe Petit gave life to the World Trade Center. It wasn't until he high-wire walked between the World Trade Center buildings that people really started paying attention to those buildings and really embraced them as a part of New York. Up until that point, they saw them as an eyesore and a variety of other things. So I think it's something to be looked at.
All right, now getting back to your weekend, you ate peyote.
Now, all this stuff, did you see all this in your peyote? You know, you're taking your drugs and everything?
Hey, General, I'm not out taking drugs, okay?
Well, you did say it was hallucinogenic.
General, if I may, the native people of North America, many, many times have you...
Well, Margaret, let's not give native people a bad... I think too much is said about native people using hallucinogenic. Some sects, some priest sects, and some shamans, yes. But the native people weren't a bunch of drug addicts.
I'm not saying that they were.
Well, the peyote, though, is something that grows in California and everything.
Yeah, you get it. I don't know why. I'm not going to say where I got it.
If you did, then the police would come and arrest you.
I don't even know if it's illegal. Do you, Phil?
Yeah, it probably is. It's probably one of those title something, controlled substance. So anyway.
This was my vision. My vision of buildings as being... So I spent the better part of the afternoon and evening writing this. And I really was looking forward to this lecture. I had a lecture the next day over at Building C at the school. And the next morning I wake up, I realize I'm late, so I grab a hold of my materials, I get my briefcase, I head on over to the lecture hall, and I hear people are honking their horns at me and everything. I'm thinking, well, you know, maybe they know what I'm thinking. I don't know. When I passed by a mirror, which was in the hallway downstairs from the women's gymnasium bathroom, and it's on the way to the lecture hall for engineering, I saw that I had painted two big red circles on my cheeks, and I had on, in other words, I put on lipstick, my girlfriend's lipstick.
This is from the peyote, isn't it?
Come on, Gerald, let him tell a story.
Now, wait a minute. You did what? You put on...
I put on, yeah, okay.
So the general is not far off.
No, I'm saying I had one of the most profound nights.
Oh, yeah, sure. You think you did. You wrote down a bunch of gobbledygook. Did you ever read what you actually wrote?
Yes, I did.
What did it? Was it something that you recall writing?
It was not what I recalled thinking. What I recalled thinking is what I'm telling you now. What was written down was...
Do you have those notes?
Yeah, I've got...
What do they say?
Well, what do some of them say?
It doesn't make any sense. There's something here like Puerto Rico, that LSD is a plot to smuggle Puerto Ricans into the United States.
It's a what?
Hey, look, General, are you listening to the words that I'm saying and not the words what I wrote and the clown makeup?
So what happened?
What happened was I had the class taken away from me, and now I'm on sabbatical.
All right, so you eating peyote, and what did you do?
I put on some of my girlfriend's lipstick and painted two big red balls on my cheeks, and I went running off to class.
So you had done this under the influence?
I hope so. Christ almighty.
Yeah, you know what? I hope so, too, because if you did that just because you thought you looked good, shit.
Yeah, well, I don't think so. Obviously, it was the effect of the drugs. Yeah, you must have been high on a peyote.
Well, obviously. So, but Don, you had some very profound things to say.
Yes, I did, and I was very much looking forward to saying it. And I told the review board, I said, listen, don't blame the students. And if you want to blame me, okay, blame me. All right, I ate the peyote, but I did come up with some very good, some solid thinking. And they're all and looking at me. And this one guy I know is Bill Waltman. He's scratching his chin, and he's looking at me, and I'm thinking, boy, what I wouldn't give to just... Because I've had a running battle with this guy for a long time.
Well, so you've been put on... You haven't been fired.
No, I haven't been fired. I got too much seniority. They put me on a 3-week sabbatical. Actually, it's a month, and they want me to go and get drug counseled. I said, I don't have any drug problem. They said, well, it was the result of a dry... Can I give you the lecture that I was going to... And they said, no. That we'll look at the notes. And I couldn't give them the notes because...
Yeah, because you're writing things down about how Puerto Ricans are being smuggled. Boy, you are something.
Did you really write that?
Well, I don't know why, but it made sense at the time. I wrote down that LSD and peyote were a plot to smuggle more Puerto Ricans into Florida to upset the electoral college.
Damn. Yeah, see, this is what drugs do.
Okay, General. The other thing that drug did, though, is it did open my eyes... To a new way of looking at buildings, a new way of looking at structure.
Yeah, that they're big space babies floating around. Shit.
Space babies.
All right, knock it off.
Well, I think that the thoughts you had, General, were very... not General. What's your name again?
I'm Don Mixa.
Yeah, how quickly they forget. I'm sorry, Don. I think that the thoughts that you had... regarding engineering and structure are very interesting indeed. You claim the peyote was an inspiration for this?
I'm saying the peyote was a vehicle for it, okay? It was like it was the train that I got on that took me from here, which is nowhere, to a place where I could conceptualize these things, which was fantastic.
Oh, you went to fantastic land, did you?
You know something, General, one of these days...
One of these days what?
No, one of these days, I would love to see you take some peyote. Yeah,
that'd be bitching.
Look, pal, I got enough trouble staying in reality as it is right now.
And you know what? I think when that day happens...
Yeah, when that day happens, man, I don't want to be around for it.
Well, what is that supposed to mean?
General, everyone knows if you tried to take the peyote... No one seriously thinks you'd be able to handle that.
Yeah, pretty much.
Wait just a second. What are you people saying?
Look, General, peyote is a very powerful hallucinogenic. Okay? It can take your mind and send it... You'd have your brain sent to Mars.
Hey, and I can't handle that, huh?
General, you don't even want to try, okay?
You know, one of these days, I'm going to prove all of you clowns wrong.
Well, you were the first one to say that Don was barking up the wrong tree.
Yeah, you were putting him down for it.
I wasn't necessarily putting him down for taking the peyote. I was putting him down for taking the peyote and putting on clown makeup.
No, you put me down for taking the peyote.
All right, maybe I did. But the fact that, look at how it wound up.
Well, it didn't wind up very good, Don, excuse me.
Yeah, you keep wanting to call me Dean Wheeler, and I understand, because if ever there was a guy that would eat peyote and put on clown shoes...
So, you've been put on some, and nobody has heard your lecture.
No, no one's heard my lecture, and as I read over it, it's not that big of a deal, but I thought it was very profound, and...
Well, would you use peyote again to inspire?
Yeah, that's a very good question. Would you go back to it?
Probably not, because obviously there's a point there where I lost control or lost... I couldn't tell what I was doing.
Yeah, I'll say. You couldn't tell what you're doing. You put on lipstick, two big round balls.
Yeah, two big round balls, and my pants were rolled up mid-shin. See what else was... well, that was it. I had on a sports jacket. I had on a sports shirt. The tie was kind of loose.
Did you fall asleep that way?
Yeah, and when I woke up, no, when I was barefoot.
Okay, so you show up for a lecture. Jesus, H.
Well, General, do you want to hear great ideas from a guy that's well-dressed? Do you want to hear great ideas?
Yeah, I want to hear great ideas from a guy that's well-dressed.
All right, let's say you can't hear great ideas from a guy that's well-dressed. Let's say the great ideas are going to come from a guy that...
Yeah, that's wearing clown makeup and bare feet. You know?
All right, but enough, okay?
I can't help it.
I have to agree with Bud to an extent that were I to see a man with two big red rubber balls... Wow. You know something? Mary, Phil, you know Mary Ackerman, right?
Yeah.
Are we still talking to me?
Hold on. Yeah, I do. Why?
Mary, God bless her, had some psychological problems and was hospitalized for a very, very short time there at the Women's Colony up near Santa Barbara.
Yeah.
Well, she said a lot of the gals inside who have a little bit of the, you know, they are mentally ill. They put on the big clown lips. They don't put their makeup on well.
Oh, Ben, how do you figure they're going to do that?
I would think that they wouldn't have a very good... So what point are you making?
I think what Margaret's saying is that I'm like a crazy female, is that it?
No, I'm not saying you're like a crazy... Well, yes, in that instance you were.
In other words, I belong in the women's colony. Oh, man. Well, thanks a lot for that, Phil.
Yeah, see, I knew sooner or later Phil would get the gist of this thing.
Well, I mean, it's not that funny, though. And I think a lot of the things that you did conceptualize, Professor, and that you did put, you know, pen to paper on might someday be worthy of a lecture. I guess they're not going to let you deliver it, though, huh?
Not as long as I'm on sabbatical, and it's going to be for a month, and then I'm...
Then you're back in class.
Yeah, for a limited number of classes.
Don Mixa, folks. Ever the sojourner, ever the
ever the traveler into inner space.
Shit.
Thanks a lot, Don.
Thank you very much, and again, my thanks to the paramedics.
Well, that isn't that interesting, and just like that.
You know, we have an intolerance to drugs in this society. I agree with it. Do I believe that drugs are something that eventually will be a good thing for mankind? Yeah, it's proving that, you know, every day.
What are you talking about?
I mean that pharmacology, not necessarily hallucinogenic, recreational, weird-ass drugs. I'm saying that the drugs that are being used today to treat schizophrenia, to treat depression, to treat bipolar, all kinds of things, these are working. They're helping people. And one other thing, we're probably going to be able to defeat things like drug addiction and alcoholism within 50 years.
What are you talking about?
General, where have you been? What Phil's talking about is something that's been all the newspapers.
Yeah, everybody's writing about it. Yeah, everyone's talking about it.
Oh, yeah? What are they talking about, bud?
I don't know.
Let me just tell you. The fact is that the advances we've made in pharmacology, which is, you know...
I know what pharmacology is. It's like the pharmacy, and then the...
Yeah, then they put the college on it.
Then they put college on it. Go ahead.
Pharmacology, you know, in the study and the use and the development of drugs for helping people who have emotional, whatever, especially biochemically produced mental illness, these drugs are amazing, man. So when we talk to Don Mixa, eating peyote, yeah, it's probably, like, lame.
Well, what about the ancient Native American religions?
Oh, here we go. Isn't that what you said you didn't want to talk about?
I don't want to exploit it as if they're all a bunch of people going, and they're running around.
Yeah, right. Mr. Andy, you think Sitting Bull had eaten up peyote before he carved it up?
What are you talking about, man?
What?
Do you think Sitting Bull ate peyote before he went out and carved up Custer?
Before he went out and carved up Custer? I had to smack you just...
Hey, a minute.
No, the answer is no, I don't. I do not think that at all. Very interesting. Thanks very much, Don.
Well, you were saying about pharmacology.
Yeah, well, it's just keep your eye on it because it's an amazing, amazing area of study, and it is, and we are advancing inexorably toward a very bright future. We are going to defeat alcoholism. We're going to defeat drug addiction. We've already got a handle on a lot of mental illness that, good Lord, you know, 50 years ago, they didn't know what to do with it. And today, people are being helped. So, no, I don't think acid and peyote and any of that, although those were kind of stepping stones, you know.
Well, you know, that guy, what's the guy, the nut that you knew?
The nut that I knew.
He's talking about Timothy Leary.
I interviewed Dr. Leary a couple times, yeah.
All right. Isn't that what he thought?
Yes, he believed very much that these drugs could eventually cure mental illness, and actually he believed, like a lot of some of the more, I don't know, esoteric types believed, that they could be a door
of perception. There you go.
Yeah, that's what Al Huxley said.
What do you mean, Al Huxley?
Thanks a lot. Let's take a break. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Al Huxley.
Dave Kingsley here. We're going to have all the weather for you. That's right, the Dave Kingsley weather. We're also going to have dance lessons. We'll also have some traffic. We'll also have sports. And we'll go back to the dance lessons. Then we'll have Cub Scout reports. Plus, we will be anchoring the Den Mothers meeting here for the Cub Scouts. And the Boy Scouts will be coming around, too. And then, of course, we'll be interviewing the President of the United States. I have to pick my nose and do a little extra other kind of hygiene. But then we'll be back with more weather and also more sports here. Dave Kingsley, I do it all, okay? Not only do I do all the traffic, do I do the weather? Do I do all of the sports? Do I do all of the reporting on the auto accidents and the traffic and things like that? But then I also come to your house and clean it. And I also probably take your kids to I can take your kids to school. The other things I can do is probably help your grandmother, your grandfather get in and out of their clothes, and I can drive people to the store and get groceries. Then I'm back to do the news. Yeah, back to do the traffic. Then I'll be starring in a major motion picture next week. Dave Kingsburg does it all. Channel 63 tomorrow.
Hi, everybody. This is Bob Green. I am the CEO of Fraser Foods, letting you know that I now have a Twitter presence. That's right. I'm on Twitter at The Real Bob Green. Check me out at Twitter. That's twitter.com/RealBobGreen. That's me, Bob Green. Don't wear it out. From Fraser Foods. That's my name. Don't wear it out.
Bob Green, that's his name. Don't wear it out. Fraser Foods on
Twitter.
And don't forget, if you'd like a backstage pass to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, you can get one at philhenryshow.com. That's philhenryshow.com. Are you thinking of rolling out that...
We're going to do, one of our more popular promotions is that we will do, have any one of our characters, any one of our guests, do a phone message for you.
Oh, you're not going to whore yourself out like that.
That's a good idea, Mr. Andrews.
I'm not whoring myself out. That we will do a message for you, and if you get a year's subscription.
Well, yeah, see, that's the rub.
That is the rub, yeah.
What do you mean, that's the rub?
Well, is it worth it?
You better believe it's... Get a load of these guys, will you?
You know, Phil, you need a staff that's going to support you, not rip you apart.
You mean like a guy who's sitting over there talking about, hey, don't whore yourself out?
Well, you finally got to that. What's your point?
I think the point that Phil's making... Well, you know what? I don't know.
So, folks, stick around for that. And remember, you can get a backstage pass anytime you want to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show at philhendryshow.com. Thanks so very deeply. Robert Green, the head of Fraser Foods, CEO of Fraser Foods in Buena Park, California. Busy, busy night, Bob?
Always busy at Fraser Foods, Phil, but never too busy to talk to you and a lot of the wonderful people that you have listening.
The Bob Green's the Fraser Foods family-friendly policy, which I commend you for, and this is something that you've been formulating over time as the result of some run-ins that you've had in the store.
Now, this is the cream corn thing.
If I could be allowed to say...
Yeah, General, hold on.
If I'd be allowed to say, because when I have General Shaw jumping in and saying, this is the cream corn thing, immediately people are turning their radios off with the thought, well, Bob Green, oh, he's that filthy grocer.
No, they're not. Bob, just go ahead.
I apologize, Bob. I didn't mean to jump the gun.
All right, thank you very much for that, General. Yes, that is true, General. We did eliminate cream corn and cream spinach because we felt it crossed the line.
Isn't the fact...
Oh, wow.
Hold on, Margaret.
Thank you. Because we felt it crossed the line, and we eliminated that. Now we've taken it to step two, the Fraser Food family-friendly policy. We are now eliminating the sale of cinnamon buns. We are eliminating the sale of certain kinds of ice cream like Moose Tracks. In other words, what we're doing is we are making it much more family-friendly to shop at Fraser Foods, more family-friendly to shop at our store than any other store in the greater Los Angeles area in Southern California environs and like that, you know, because we get customers not only from L.A., we get them here in Orange County as well as up from San Diego.
I want to say what I want to say.
I haven't finished.
Wait a minute, Margaret. Good Lord.
Well, then, Bob, you're dancing around it.
What am I dancing around?
You are the one that made the issue of the cream corn. No one else did.
I made an issue of the cream corn when I overstepped my...
Are we going to go back to this again?
Yeah, but that's what it's all about. The time the lady come in.
Yeah, the lady came in and you said, can I show you what a corn is?
Oh, look at this. I come on your program, a paid sponsor on your show, and I got guys telling me about corn cobs.
How do you feel now, Green?
Yeah, look at that. I come on your program, and just like yesterday's show, when you had that Dr. Ed Elcott, who, by the way, he weighed in on Twitter. Oh, man.
What did he say?
You don't worry about it. He ripped you an ass.
He did not. Well, I heard that he said something.
Yeah, because you were there yesterday laughing about the fact that that guy had a methamphetamine problem.
It was pretty funny when it first hit the... I'm not talking about him right now, though. I'm talking about this.
Yeah, let's stick to the point about your cream corn.
Hey, why don't you shut... Hey, Phil, I'm not going to sit here and talk with that guy.
Bud, just be... Everybody be quiet. Let me just do a one-on-one here. Margaret, please.
I want to make this statement. When you came on the air a few years ago...
Here we go.
What does that mean, here we go?
Phil can shut everybody up there except you. Is that it?
I'm going to say something, Mr. Green, and you had better just take note of this, that I'll talk whenever I want to, and if that is not comfortable for either yourself, Mr. Henry, or any of these other half-wits that I'm looking at right now...
God damn, Margaret.
That's right, half-wits. I will pick up and take my act somewhere else.
Go ahead.
You were the one that made an issue of the cream corn. When you said you wanted to make the place more family-friendly, you just looked around and said, oh, cream corn, it's got to be filthy, take it out of there.
I got laid into by someone when I tried to make a cheap joke about a corn cob, okay?
Yeah, not only is it a cheap joke, though, it's a sexual harassment.
Well, look at you, man. Henry, you really get Mr. Serious, don't you?
Yes, it was a thing about sexual harassment.
You know as well as I do, Henry, on any given night, in the right moment, the right time, you're just as filthy and slovenly as I am.
All right, let's get off of this and get to the real issue here. Your family-friendly policy, as it has evolved from you eliminating cream corn and cream spinach, now what?
I just got I'm talking to a guy over here.
Just talk to me, will you?
All right, I'm telling you that we've gotten rid of cinnamon buns.
Now you're going to tell us why, right?
I'm going to tell you. Do I have to?
Yes. Why wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't you have to tell us?
Cinnamon bun. Have you ever seen a cinnamon bun?
A cinnamon bun?
A cinnamon bun. A cinnamon bun.
Of course I have.
All right.
Yeah. What about it?
Oh.
Hey, Bob.
All right, I'll tell you. What's on top of a cinnamon bun? They drizzle that white stuff.
You know, you really got to have a mind that is stewing in sewage to come up with something like that.
Oh, is that right? I looked at a picture of a cinnamon bun last night on Twitter, some new company that delivers, because we aren't fat enough in this country. We got to sit on our ass and have some online company with some guy coming to the door, God knows who, probably the second coming of Richard Ramirez, the Night Stalker, got to deliver to our house some fattening cinnamon bun. Looks like some guy just
put a money shot on.
What a dick.
Well, you know what I'm saying, Phil.
No, I do not. Of course I don't. Put a money shot? Are you talking about on a cinnamon bun? But what are you laughing at?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying.
I'm going to get up and leave here, Phil.
No. But hold on. Margaret, just stay.
Well, I'm not going to sit and listen to this.
Oh, so I'm trying to clean things up at my store, and you're going to get up and walk out? And you're going to get up and walk out?
What happened to you?
My voice dried up, okay?
Go get some water.
Give me some water.
Your voice didn't dry up. You turned into a sissy. You started a ball.
Bullshit.
He said shit, Mr. Henry.
I know he did.
Thanks. So I'm saying, yeah, that's right. Okay, if you want. It looks like some guy did a money shot off.
May I leave now?
Go ahead, leave, Margaret.
No, as a matter of fact, I'm going to stick around now.
Oh, yeah, now it's getting interesting.
No, because I need to be here to monitor this filth. So then what?
Oh, Leonard, look at you. Then what? You can't wait to get to the next thing.
Well, what's the thing with the moose tracks? Let me guess. It looks like somebody shit in the ice cream.
You got it. You know, I don't need this. I didn't get out of the fifth grade for this.
Are you sure you got out of the fifth grade? All right, so you're going to get rid of moose tracks because it looks like it's got, what, moose turds in it?
Phil, we're getting rid of moose tracks because the company that created that, yes, wanted you to think that a moose shit in it.
Well, obviously it didn't, man.
Well, yeah, I know it didn't, but while you... Let me ask you a question, okay? Okay, Robert?
Yeah, go ahead.
when you bite into some Moose Tracks ice cream and you bite down on that milk dud that is actually supposed to be moose dung and you're chewing on it.
Yeah?
Don't your relatives look at you as if to say, you know, maybe we need to have him in for, maybe he does need a CAT scan.
What are you talking about, man? You're
talking about my relatives look at me while I'm chewing a moose turd?
There you go, exactly. Even though they know it's a milk dud, for a half a second they think you're eating animal excrement.
Yeah.
Listen to Henry. Oh, yeah.
No, well, you ought to be here and watch him. I've been looking at Phil for every second, and all he can do is laugh.
That's exactly right, Phil. And this is exactly why you are not the mainstream hit that a lot of these other guys are. You're always going to be very culty because you're a weird baby, real way out there. You're real different.
Yeah, I got it. You're real abstract, Phil.
Okay, thanks. I'm real abstract. Ask me if I give a crap, okay? I'm talking to a guy here that wants to make the store family-friendly by getting rid of cinnamon buns because it looks like some guy did a money shot on them.
Oh, my God.
Well, he said it, and he wants to get rid of Moose Track ice cream because if you're chewing on one of the milk duds that's supposed to be moose turds, your relatives will look at you. Oh, man.
Yeah, see what I'm saying? Why I spend the money I do with your show, Phil, I can't...
Maybe because it gets you customers.
Yeah, and the customers it gets me. The customers that you get me for my store, I could do without. People that come in and go, hey, man, yeah, man, all that stuff.
Hey, you know what? You ought to be thankful that they were bringing their bags in, because now, in the state of California, you can't provide bags.
I got to charge 10 cents a bag, that's right. And that means every one of these Rastafarian-looking beach bum bringing in these bags.
My listeners.
Yeah, a lot of them are, okay?
And do they buy things?
Yes, they buy things, okay, with their food stamps. Okay, I take that back. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're really thankful you got the business, Mr. Green.
Well, I won't be getting the business much longer because I have a feeling a lot of the people who listen to your show love cinnamon buns because they can look at it and go, hey, look at that. Looks like the money shot to me.
What an asshole, man.
Well, you call me an asshole.
Robert Green on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. What a bloody ding-dang day this has been. Well, you're talking to one guy who is, one guy who's taking drugs. You know, Mixer, and then you talk to another guy that's...
Yeah, well, and Robert Green has a history of this kind of imbecilic thinking.
Family-friendly. So don't go to Bob Green's Fraser Foods if you want a cinnamon bun or Moose Track ice cream, because even what... Never mind.
Yeah, you're chewing on a milk dud.
Yeah, you look like you're mentally ill.
Yeah, you look like you have the retardation.
Okay, man, I get it. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Thanks so much for hanging in. The world-famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by me, Phil Henry, for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One. This is Johnny speaking.